this past weekend was farewell to the Kootenai Ice, a team that arrived in 1998 through the efforts of the late Ed Chenoeth, envisioning the success of small market teams in the Western Hockey League. Now, 21 years later, the team is moving on from the small market to the big city under new ownership. It may be tough to swallow as the team now makes the move to Winnipeg, but the impact the Kootenai Ice left on the Western Hockey League will be felt forever. Reaching unprecedented success early on with the WHL Championship in 2000 and again in 2002, the Ice were Memorial Cup champions in just their fourth season in Cranbrook, going on to make the playoffs its first 17 seasons, setting and holding the WHL record, adding another WHL championship along the way in 2011. Then, consecutive years of missing the playoffs, rumors of relocation, and the eventual purchase of the team by Winnipeg entrepreneurs Greg Fettes and Matt Cockle. Bringing a breath of fresh air to the organization, the team looked poised at another run of success, but now the WHL and the Ice owners are relocating the franchise to Winnipeg. Entering the team's final game in Cranbrook on Sunday, March 17th against the Red Deer Rebels, Kootenai Ice President and General Manager Matt Cockle said the community showed they cared about the team, never giving up their support of the Ice and its players.
We believe strongly everybody gave everything they possibly could in terms of trying to make this work. We think this is a tremendous hockey community. We'll close a chapter on a great history and a great relationship between Cranbrook and the WHL and the Kootenai Ice, and moving forward, a new chapter will begin.
Regardless of the circumstances of the relocation, be it the attendance numbers or any other factors, one fact remains. Cranbrook loved their Kootenai Ice, and no one else knew that more than Captain Peyton Krebs.
Cranbrook's been amazing to me. I couldn't say enough good things. Back when I was 15, I got accepted into this city really well. Nothing but good things. The fans have been amazing to me. I couldn't say enough good things about the Spring family. They welcomed me in their home with open arms. It's going to be tough saying bye to them for sure.
Drafted first overall by the Ice in 2016 and slated to be a top 10 pick in the upcoming NHL draft, Krebs was here for the struggling years just like the fans, growing as a young and budding prospect into the youngest captain in the WHL at 18 years old. Krebs knows that the fans' support never wavered, struggling to find the words to say to the community. The Okotoks Alberta native offered one last sentiment before having to say an emotional goodbye.
I think there's so many tough things. I'd say just thank you for everything. I think you guys have gone through a lot, ups and downs in these past 4 years, but I just want to make sure that everyone has their head held high and know that they did their part. So, and we appreciate everything they did. So, you know, we're leaving, but they'll always be in my mind and my heart.
Kootenai Ice rookie Connor McLennan also had his ups and downs, suffering an injury this year that sidelined him the majority of the season. The 16-year-old still knew that Cranbrook was a special community.
The people at Cranbrook were awesome, especially to me and my billets especially. I can't thank them enough. They've done so much for me this year. Even when I was hurt, they kept me positive, and it was hard to go through that your first year and to go through the ups and downs, but it was really special to play in Cranbrook, especially in the last year.
Krebs and McLennan are just two of many stars that have laced up the skates at Western Financial Place and donned the Ice logo. Garrett Stoll, Sam Reinhart, Nigel Dawes, Marek Svatos, Nathan Lewin, and Cody Eakin are just a couple of others that also got their start in Cranbrook, the first of whom went on to become a two-time Stanley Cup champion with the LA Kings and the first inductee into the Kootenai Ice Hall of Fame. In Cranbrook on March 2nd for his induction ceremony, Garrett Stoll couldn't help but relish in the memories forged at the Memorial Arena and at Western Financial Place, ending his WHL career by hoisting the Memorial Cup as the captain of the Kootenai Ice.
It's an honor for sure. It's something that I'm very, very proud of, and a lot of good times, good memories that I'll always remember here. And all those teams we had, it was a good 4 years. It was a heck of a run, and it brings back a lot of memories.
Like Stoll, the fans, supporters, season ticket holders will continue to remember the glory days even after the team is gone. While nothing can exactly replace the Kootenai Ice, the team will always be a part of Cranbrook. Its history and paving the way for the future, whatever that may hold. Despite a difficult season in Cranbrook, there was no better way for the Ice to cap it all off with a 5-4 comeback win on their final night, leading to one last salute from the players that called Cranbrook home.
First star tonight is our Kootenai Ice fans. 21 years, let's hear it for our Kootenai Ice fans. Thank you so much for your support over the
years. 1998 to 2019, the WHL's Kootenai Ice.